As it now stands, if a tornado, flash flood, or severe thunderstorm is threatening just one corner of a county, even residents in the opposite corner get a severe weather alert. But that system is about to change as the National Weather Service prepares to start issuing what it calls storm-based warnings. Thanks to developments in radar and digital communication, meteorologists can now show a storm's path over a much smaller area. Mike Looney works for the National Weather Service's Central Region headquarters. He says a test of the new system during the storm season of 2005 showed just how much better it will be.
When you took the storm-based warning and compared that to the county warning, we cut the size on the average of roughly 70%.
The idea, says Looney, is to increase public safety by only warning people who really are in the path of a storm.
A major benefit, and really the goal, is that you would be warned 70% less of the time. So then you should, in turn, be more aware when you were in that smaller area.
The new storm warnings will focus on well-known landmarks like highways and rivers to specify what parts of a county are most at risk. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.